This is the Ethanol Report from the Renewable Fuels Association, and I'm speaking today with RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen about the continued and increased attacks on ethanol by food and oil companies. Bob, with the start of summer travel season now upon us, how is ethanol helping to alleviate the pinch at the pump for consumers?
Well, Americans are going to be out there driving this week, facing the highest gasoline prices in the history of our country. But there is a bright spot in there as well, because the ethanol industry today, with about 9 billion gallons of production capacity, ethanol being blended in about 70% of the nation's fuel, is, according to Iowa State University, helping to reduce gasoline prices between 30 and 40 cents a gallon. What drivers ought to be thinking about as they go to their barbecues is that if we don't continue the investment that this country has made in renewable fuels, in ethanol, then gasoline prices would be even higher. And that's just simply unacceptable. The price that our country pays economically, in terms of energy security, certainly in terms of climate change, from our dependence on gasoline is simply too high. And the fact of the matter is, the oil companies are waging this insidious campaign today to smear ethanol, to link it to all of these ills, from higher food prices to increased pollution, and it is all intended to protect their market share.
And of course, it's not just the oil companies, and recently it was revealed that the Grocery Manufacturers Association is funding what could only be termed as an all-out war on ethanol. What is the response from the ethanol industry to their claims that taking away incentives for ethanol would help lower our food costs?
The impact of increased grain prices as a result of rising ethanol production is minuscule compared to the impact of rising gasoline prices. It's costing food processors much more today to process food, to transport food products to market in refrigerated trucks. The average food product travels 1,300 miles, and it's traveling that 1,300 miles today on the highest diesel prices and the highest gasoline prices in our nation's history. But somehow, while they will grudgingly acknowledge that that has some impact, somehow it is the modest increase that has occurred in grain that the increased demand for ethanol has had some role in, but certainly increased demand, weather-related events, and speculation in the marketplace has had a far greater impact. But somehow it's all ethanol. And one has to question the motives. I don't believe that all this manufactured hysteria is really anything about the 9 billion gallons we're producing from corn today, or the 15 billion gallons of ethanol that we might be able to produce in 2015 from grain. This is about 36 billion gallons of domestic renewable fuels that will be required to be utilized, taking one-third of the oil company's market share.
But doesn't it seem that the campaign against corn-based ethanol that's currently being waged could also have the impact of hurting the chances in the long run of developing second-generation cellulosic ethanol as well?
Without question. 2 points. One, you will not have a second-generation ethanol industry if you don't have a first-generation ethanol industry. The oil companies know that. That's why they are trying to do everything they can to undermine our growth today, because it is the production from grain that is going to provide the foundation for that second-generation ethanol industry to develop. And if the oil companies are successful in eliminating us today, they never have to worry about the second generation. But the second point is, when cellulosic ethanol is commercialized and you have farmers producing energy crops, the song will be the same, but the verse may just change, because the food versus fuel debate will now just take on a different flavor. Because if you're producing a cellulosic crop on an acre of ground that could otherwise be used for an acre of a food crop, the debate will be exactly the same.
Now let's go beyond the United States. You recently were out of the country. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing out of the country, and what really what the feeling is about ethanol in other parts of the world.
It was a World Biofuels Conference in Seville, Spain, and there were representatives from Brazil, all over the EU, from India. It was a very good event. Dialogue was lively at times, but very constructive. All over the globe, of course, there is concern about food prices, but they are largely related to wheat and rice because of droughts in Australia and Europe and floods in Indonesia that destroyed the rice crop. It is, been somewhat frustrating to have to explain to people that you do not grow corn in a rice paddy and you don't produce ethanol from rice or wheat. And part of what I was doing was reminding people that ethanol in the United States is producing food and fuel, and that there are incredible opportunities worldwide if other nations do as much as they can to produce their own biofuels and improve their own agricultural practices and increase their yields. But you're not going to have food security unless and until you have energy security. And so one of the first challenges is making sure that there are viable alternatives to petroleum, and we are providing a competitive alternative to petroleum so that you can bring down food costs. But another element is absolutely countries need to embrace better farming practices and better biotechnology so that they can increase their yields to assure that there is supplies of both food and fuel.
What is the ethanol industry doing? What is RFA doing in particular to try and do what you can to combat the negative campaign and to combat the comments that are just basically not true?
Well, we're certainly responding in kind. We are ramping up our own PR campaign, but the facts are on our side. When people reflect upon what is really driving food inflation, what is really driving the downturn in our economy, and that is oil, and that the only real solution to this is to reduce the price of energy, and ethanol is absolutely having a tremendous positive impact on gasoline, crude oil, and energy prices. And so we will ultimately prevail. We need to do a better job, a more aggressive job in getting the facts out, but we're doing that.
And part of the way you're doing this is expanding your staff and your offices, I understand. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, we do now have a new director of research that I'm very excited about. Jeff Cooper, who had been with the National Corn Growers, actually has opened up a new office for the Renewable Fuels Association in St. Louis. It's the first time we've had a satellite office. But he's going to be helping us develop research and help us to address the challenge that we have in front of us, and I think we're going to be much better for it.
Thank you very much. That's Bob Dineen, the President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.